Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the sickest podcast, tune it for the audio, or you can even watch back, giving players all the props, or put them on blast. We don't give no hot takes, only talk facts.
We're giving all our devotion, riding high on this wave of emotion, going all out, yeah, cause this is our time, no, ain't no stopping us.
No, you know that we can hold it down. Shout out to my man Sammy, got it off the ground. And to all the listeners tuned in right now, got debates, analysis, and speculation. This is sports talk for the new generation. You know where to find us, got a reputation. Sick podcast, your number one sports destination.
We're giving all our devotion, riding high on this wave of emotion, going all out, yeah. Cause this is our time. No, ain't no stopping us till we reach the finish line. All in, we came in to win. We're gonna give everything. S-I-C-K on the run. S-I-C-K, sick, sick. On fire, we're ready to fight. We'll bring the house down tonight. S-I-C-K on the run. S-I-C-K, sick.
Sickest podcast, tune in for the audio, or you can even watch back, giving players all the props, or put them on blast. We don't give no hot takes, only talk back. S-I-C-K,
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 S-I-C-K. For the audio, or you can even watch back, giving players all the props, or put them on blast. We don't give no hot takes, only talk facts.
We're giving all our devotion, riding high on this wave of emotion, going all out, yeah, cause this is our time. No, ain't no stopping us till we reach the finish line. All in, we came in to win.
Play it when you lounge. Anyway. X and O, you know that we can hold it down. Shout out to my man Sammy, got it off the ground. And to all the listeners tuned in right now, got debates, analysis, and speculation. This is sports talk for the new generation. You know where to find us, got a reputation. Sick podcast, your number one sports destination.
We're giving all our devotion, riding high on this wave of emotion, going all out, yeah. cause this is the time. No, ain't no stopping us till we reach the finish line.
Them on blast, we don't give no hot takes, only talk back. S-I-C-K,
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 S-I-C-K.
Turn up your volume.
Because you're about to listen to
The Sick Podcast.
The Sick Podcast. With Tony Marinaro.
55 seconds left in the penalty, a minute and 27 seconds left in regulation time. Boston 4, Montreal 3. Lafleur coming out rather gingerly on the right side. He gives it into Lemaire, back to Lafleur. Oh!
The Sickest Montreal Canadiens Podcast.
There is a bomb!
Sports entertainment like no other.
Rejoins, on lui fait perdre la rondelle, une passe devant. Et c'est
la bonne!
Et ce sera la victoire des Canadiens. Stanley pour les Canadiens. Le 23e de l'histoire.
You found the dogs! John, you found the dogs! He found the dogs!
And all together, they worked a young team to the top. And now, a 24th Stanley Cup banner will hang from the rafters of the famous Forum in Montreal. The Canadiens win the Stanley Cup!
Brought to you by Energy Transportation Group. Driven to be different. LaBee.TV. Embrace your true nature. And Lacage. If the last time you went to Lacage was when the Habs won the cup, it's time you went back to Lacage. It's gonna be sick.
Marinaro, and how's everyone doing tonight? It is Tuesday, February 28th. It is a couple of minutes past 10 o'clock, and the Montreal Canadiens are playing in San Jose tonight, and the puck is going to drop in about 35 minutes' time. So what we're going to do is that we're going to bring you up until pretty much 10:30, or maybe even up until the final second, the puck drop, and at that point, we're going to break away for tonight, and then we'll say goodnight so you can watch the game in peace and quiet and watch it at home, and you don't have to hear me talking while the game is going on. How is everyone doing tonight? We are live on YouTube, we're live on Facebook, and we are live on Twitter. The Sick Podcast brought to you in part by La Bite à TB. Brewed in Quebec and a winner of a dozen international awards, La Bite à TB offers quality microbrewery beers made with premium ingredients for everyone's taste. La Bite à TB, embrace your true nature. And also brought to you in part by Energy Transportation Group, a leading full-service logistics provider serving all of North America, driven to be different. And brought to you in part by Lacage. If the last time you went to Lacage was when the Habs won the cup, it's time you go back to Lacage. The menu will surprise you. I have to get back to Lacage soon. I'm going to go with one of my best friends in the whole wide world, Joey Mangebave DiCaprio. Yes, that is right. Okay. Hello to Joey, if you're watching. And hello to the Cavallaro family who have taken their whole thing on the road. Why? Because they are on their way to Indianapolis, where they're going to be taking in the NFL Combine. The Sick Podcast is starting to make noise, and it'll be making noise even in Indianapolis. And once again, yesterday we announced that a new Sick Podcast is born out of Vegas, where the talk is going to be the Raiders. One next week, or one by the end of the week, out of New York, where the talk is going to be Jets, J-E-T-S. Jets, 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 and another one next week in Memphis, where the talk is going to be Grizzlies basketball. So that would be 9, 10, 11, 12. The 9th being CF Montreal talk, the 10th being Vegas, the 11th being New York, and the 12th Sick Podcast being Memphis. So Sick Podcast and Sick Media making noise slowly but surely, one day at a time. Speaking of days, you know how many days left for NHL trade deadline? Well, right now it's Tuesday night, and the deadline goes Friday at 3 p.m. So count them. There's not too many days left. And today, there was a window of opportunity for the Canadians that closed, because we've been hearing that the Edmonton Oilers were interested in Joel Edmondson. The Oilers looking to add a defenseman, and unfortunately, much to the Canadiens' chagrin, they added Matthias Ekholm of the Nashville Predators. By the way, some amazing deals are taking place for some teams. There's a lot of teams that think that they have a legitimate shot to win the Stanley Cup, so they're giving up more than they normally would give up. Listen to what the Edmonton Oilers had to give up to get the defenseman that they wanted, Matthias Ekholm. Ekholm is 32 years old. He has, after this year, he's got 3 years left on a deal that pays him $6.25 million. Well, the Edmonton Oilers had to give up Tyson Barrie, who's a year younger, who's going to have just 1 year left on his deal at $4.5 million. And the Edmonton Oilers had to give up forward Reid Schaefer. And they had to give up a first-round pick in 2023, a fourth-round pick in 2024, and they received, the Oilers did, a sixth-round pick in 2024. So they had to give up a forward prospect. They had to give up a first-round pick. They had to give up a fourth-round pick, and they gave up a defenseman, albeit inferior for what Edmonton was looking for, a stay-at-home defenseman, Stanley Cup experience, a guy who could log big minutes, a guy who's not a liability. You know, Matthias Ekholm's a good defenseman. There's no doubt about it. The biggie, and this is the one we're waiting for. We're waiting for Patrick Kane to move. Unfortunately, there was no suspense because we knew that Patrick Kane was, if he was going to get traded, he was going to get traded to the New York Rangers. And there was every reason to believe that he was going to get traded for a couple of reasons. One was Patrick Kane's in the final year of his contract, paying him $10.5 million with the Chicago Blackhawks. So, I mean, if the Blackhawks might as well get something, then get nothing. Also, the Blackhawks, they want to make their team as weak as possible between now and the end of the season because, of course, everyone knows they want to finish last overall. They probably won't admit it publicly, but everyone knows that because they want to have the best chance at Connor Bedard. Kane was born and raised in Buffalo. He wanted to get as close to home as possible, and he wanted to go play with the New York Rangers, and he wanted to be reunited with Artemi Panarin, and he will be. And he'll form a line with Vincent Trocheck and Artemi Panarin. What a line that is, huh? And the Rangers have another line of Zibanejad, Kreider, and Tarasenko with Schittle, Kako, and Lafreniere, the kids on the third line, and Carpenter, Mott, and Jimmy Vesey on the fourth line. You would think that the New York Rangers probably need to add now a player to their bottom six, and you'd think they'd be in a pretty good situation because on the fence, they have Keandre Miller, they have Jacob Trouba, they have Braden Schneider, they have Adam Fox, and you know what? That organization is blessed. Blessed why? Patrick Kane wanted to go there. He removed his no-movement clause and said, the only team I want to go to is the Rangers. So the Rangers were in a great situation. They only had to give up a second-round pick and a fourth-round pick, and Chicago had to take it. They lowballed them, but they had to take it. It was either that or nothing. And look, Panarin wanted to go to New York. Fox wanted to go to New York. And now Patrick Kane wanted to go to New York. I mean, that organization, it's blessed. It's easy to do a rebuild when you have three-star players that want to go there. The Toronto Maple Leafs. The Toronto Maple Leafs are another team that is going for, you know, they're going all in this year. They're going for the Stanley Cup. Just a couple of days after picking up Ryan O'Reilly, the Leafs go out and they pick up Luke Shen, a player who won a couple of Stanley Cups with the Tampa Bay Lightning. He's going to go up against his former team, you'd think, here in the playoffs. And there's some familiarity there. There's a player who's going to have some motivation, a player who's going to have some incentive. And so they pick him up, and they also pick up Erik Gustafsson as well. And the Boston Bruins first-round pick in the 2023 draft from the Capitals for defenseman Rasmus Sandin. And acquired a third-round pick in the 2024 draft they did from the New York Islanders for forward Pierre Engvall. So the Leafs are making some noise. The Rangers have made some noise. The Edmonton Oilers made some noise. And the Carolina Hurricanes, they picked up Jesse Puljujärvi. And the Oilers received prospect a prospect forward in the deal. And I talked about Jesse Puljujärvi, and I know a lot of people aren't a fan of Jesse Puljujärvi, but, you know, I thought that he would be, if he was offered to the Canadians, I thought that he would be worth the gamble, all right? I really thought that he would be worth the gamble. By the way, going to Edmonton is forward prospect Patrick Pustola, all right? So I thought he was worth the gamble. Why? Because Puljujärvi, one-year deal, all right, that's going to be up at the end of the year. He'll become a restricted free agent. He's only 24 years old. We know he has size. We know he's been an underachiever. He's 6'4", the guy. We know he's an underachiever. There's no doubt about it. And you can make the argument that if you're not going to score with Connor McDavid, you're not going to score, period. But, you know, I think the Canadians are in a good position for reclamation projects. I would have went for him. Now, you know what's funny? Is that if the Canadians would have went for Jesse Puljujärvi, a lot of people would have said, guy's no good, guy's soft, guy's a flop, guy's an underachiever. You know, only the Canadians would pick up a player like this. But a legitimate Stanley Cup contender, the Carolina Hurricanes, pick him up. So a legitimate Stanley Cup contender believes that he's worth it. And it just goes to show you, when you're going to say, you know, this Canadiens player, nobody wants him, or that Canadiens player, nobody wants him. It takes one person to like you in life. In any field that, you know, in any field, it takes one person to like, it takes one boss, it takes one GM, it takes one sales manager, it takes one foreman, it takes one supervisor, it takes one coach, it takes one general manager, it takes one assistant GM, it takes one pro scout, it takes one person to like you to make things happen. And there you go. Luckily for me, both Agnello and Sammy like me. It's a pretty cool situation. We're going to get to a lot of your comments. We're going to get to, and I'm going to, you know, we'll throw them out there. I'm taking a look right now on YouTube Live, on the chat. If you like what you're hearing, message SICK, S-I-C-K. Like it, share it with your friends. And once again, we're live on Facebook, and we are live on Twitter. Today, I decided to go solo, to take a lot of your questions, to answer, to have a dialogue going on with me and all of you watching right now on social media, on YouTube, Facebook, and on Twitter, and just answer your questions, because it's going to be an abbreviated show. Once again, we're going to bring you up until 10:30 or 10:35. Says Cuckoo Voodoo, fourth liner, please. You're pulling a Bergevin Dollarama move. Stop it. Perfect. Okay, so Cuckoo Voodoo, who do the Canadians have to trade, or that you want to trade, that can bring a first liner in return? By the way, you could say that Puljujärvi is a fourth liner today. You can say that. You can say he's a third liner, fourth liner. Who's to say that this next team for him, Carolina, he goes there, he catches fire, and all of a sudden, he ends up on the second line of the Carolina Hurricanes. Is it impossible? He's a guy who several years ago was drafted fourth overall. There's a lot of people that saw something in him. They saw something in him. Now, Carolina stacked. He's not going to make the top two lines. He won't. And he will be on their fourth line. But he could have gone to another team, and he could have possibly ended up being on the second line. But he's going to a team that's stacked. And Jesse Puljujärvi on a line with Stefan Nyström and Paul Stastny on a fourth line, that's not bad. What a team, huh? Sebastian Aho, Seth Jarvis, Andrei Svechnikov, Kotkaniemi, Neskash, and Toivo Teravainen, and Jordan Staal, Jesper Fast, and Jordan Martinuk. And by the way, Kotkaniemi, look at him. He was mocked here big time. He's on the second line for the Carolina Hurricanes. Not too shabby. Not bad. Not bad. All right. Let's get to Agnello and Sammy and Master Control. If you can bring up some questions, and I'll take some questions between now and 10:35. Mark Meringer, JC and yourself have the same illness, I think, in wanting to trade Josh Anderson with 4 years left. I mean, who gets traded with 4 years on a contract? 1 year or 2 years? Okay. But 4 years? Is this a joke? Okay, let's keep Mark. Now let's keep Mark up there if we can. Okay. So, Mark, thanks for your question. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. You're referring to myself and Jean-Charles Lajoie and a conversation that we had earlier this evening on GC at TVA Sports Television. So, because I think the Canadians should trade Josh Anderson, it doesn't mean I have an illness. It just means I have an opinion, number one. Number two, who's to say that trading him wouldn't be a good move? Number three, I take what you have to say, and your point is well taken. Players with 4 years left on a contract are usually more difficult to trade than players that have 3 years left on a contract or 2 years left on a contract. But let me ask you this, Mark. Why, when the Canadians traded PK Subban, he didn't have 6 years left on his contract? Why, when the Canadians received Shea Weber, he didn't have 1,000 years left on his contract? What, this is impossible. It's impossible to trade players that have 4 years left on their contract at $5.25 million cap. $5.5 million cap. It's impossible. It's not impossible. It's maybe a little bit less likely. But if I was another team and the Canadians wanted to trade Josh Anderson, if I find that I need that profile of player in my top six, I need a winger who can play either wing. I need a guy who's big. I need a guy who's strong. I need a guy who can defend himself and defend his teammates. I need a guy who can be a net front presence. I need a guy who can be the first one in on the forecheck. I need a guy that when he takes the puck and he drives the net down the wing, puts his shoulder down, he can crash the net. I need a guy who has shown that he can score goals in this league. And Josh Anderson scored 27 4 years ago. And I want a guy that's in the prime of his career, and I can have him at age 28, 29, 30, 31. I need a guy who's been to the Stanley Cup final before, and Josh Anderson was there a couple of years ago. I take a look at what the Tampa Bay Lightning got for Tyler Janot. For Tyler Janot, and I'm going to bring up his hockey DB here in a second, okay? So why don't I do that? I don't have the hockey DB in front of me. I'll bring it up. It's Hockey Database, by the way. Tanner Janot, pardon me. It's a great site, by the way. Hockey DB, it's Hockey Database. You'll find everything you're looking for, okay? Last season, Tanner Janot scored 24 goals for the Nashville Predators. It was the best season of his career, all right? Best season of his career. As a matter of fact, he only played like a year before that with Nashville. So here's a guy who was never drafted, never drafted. Here's a guy who broke into the National Hockey League at age 23. Here's a guy who only played his first full season in the National Hockey League a couple of years ago, 2021-2022 season. And this year had 5 goals for the Nashville Predators. 5 goals. He was traded for defenseman Cal Foote and 5 draft picks. 5 draft picks, okay? 5. So knowing what Tanner Janot got you, why wouldn't I want to take a look at trading Josh Anderson? Matthias Ekholm. He's got 3 years left after this year on a deal at $6.25 million. And Josh Anderson has 4 years left at 5.5. So if 32-year-old Ekholm is traded with 3 years left on his deal after this year at $6.25 million per year, why can't 27 or 28-year-old Josh Anderson, whatever he is, with 4 years left on his deal at 5.5, why can't he be traded? Can somebody explain that to me? Can somebody please explain that to me? And yes, the best thing about Tanner Jeannot is that his contract's up at the end of the season. He's only making $800,000. So, you know, he's an RFA at the end of the year. His next contract's not going to be a big one. And so he's a very important player for the Tampa Bay Lightning on a team that is locked into several big contracts and several big players, all right? But it's a good question, but you know, I don't think we have an illness that we want to trade Josh Anderson. Take a look at what the market is. There's a lot of teams that think they have a chance to win the Stanley Cup, and they're willing to give up a lot. Folks, I like Josh Anderson. I know that he shouldn't be at the top of the list of players that Canadians should trade because there's a lot of guys that should go before him. I know that. I'm not dumb, okay? I know that the Canadians don't have a lot of players like Josh Anderson. I know that too. Not dumb. When are the Canadians going to be a legitimate Stanley Cup contender? When? Somebody please answer me that question. When? 3 years, they'll be a contender. 4 years, they'll be a serious contender. 5 years from now, they'll be a legitimate. Okay, let's just say in 4 years from now, the Canadians are a legitimate Stanley Cup contender. All right? By then, Josh Anderson is in the final year of his contract. Final year. He's no longer in the prime of his career. He's a declining asset, and he can't get you anywhere near what he gets you. Look, for example, MJV says the Canadiens will be a legitimate Stanley Cup contender in 5 years if everything pans out. Well, he's got 4 years left on his contract after this year. So he'll be gone at that point. He'll be gone. You think they're going to sign him as an unrestricted free agent at the end of his deal? No, that won't happen. Here's your chance to cash in. Every year after this year, I think Anderson will get you less. WST says, Tony, stop with this nonsense. Okay. But what am I saying that doesn't make sense? Somebody explain this to me. The Canadians are in a rebuild. True? Yes. The Canadians likely are going to miss the playoffs next year, most probably. The Canadians will only be a legitimate Stanley Cup contender in 4 years, maybe five, okay? And so you have a chance to cash in now. If you want to wait, no problem. But you do realize that Josh Anderson in the last month has been very, very good. You trade when your stock is at a high. You don't trade when your stock is at a low. Take a look at Sean Monahan, okay? At one point, he was doing great. He had like 17 points in 25 games. He got hurt. He hasn't come back. What happens if you decide that you want to trade Anderson next year or the year after? And when you do, he's hurt and he misses the final month leading up to the trade deadline, and then you can't get nothing for him because he's out. You don't know. You have a healthy Anderson. You have a bunch of teams that think they have a chance to win the cup and they're willing to overpay. And you have one of the deepest drafts in the history of the NHL draft, which is coming up in the month of June. I'd put his name there on the market. No doubt about it. Other questions? Anthony Crisafulli, even if they don't make any moves this deadline, would you give the Marinaro guarantee that Anderson moves by the draft and you expect them to sign a free agent with the free cap space? No, I can't give that Marinaro guarantee. When I give the Marinaro guarantee, it's because I know for certain, I've been told from someone in the know, someone whispers in my ear that something's going to happen. And if that person is high up, and, you know, with all due respect, I'm not talking about the janitor, you know what I mean? But if that person is part of a management team or a coaching staff and they'll tell me something that they're hearing, you know, then I'll give the Marinaro guarantee. I'm not hearing anything on Josh Anderson, which leads me to believe that he won't be traded. But at the same time, I would definitely put him out there. There's no doubt about it. Next. Why isn't anyone talking about trading Dvorak? Would they be selling too low on him? He's clearly not a fit. I don't think he's playing great hockey. I don't think his stock is very high right now. And, you know, he's got a digestible contract at $4.45 million, couple of years left. You might as well trade him when his value goes higher. You know, I trade Anderson before him. His value is much higher. Next. It's nice, this sick top. It looks nice. Justin, all these trades happening prior to Friday bodes well for Montreal. All the teams that striked out on the big names may circle back with Hughes for plan B, C, and D. Yeah, you know, the challenge is that with the exception of Josh Anderson, most of the names that the Canadians are probably trying to dangle, they're probably plan Cs and plan Ds for teams. You're right about that. But you can look at it two ways. You could look at it that, you know, look, if the Canadians want to trade some players on Friday, they will. The challenge is the teams that really wanted to pull the trigger have, and they've given up more than other teams that will circle back on Friday and that when they'll pull the trigger. At least I think so. That's the way I see it. A shout out to Playground, by the way. Over 600 machines, poker tournaments, Playground casino games, daily promotions, unmatched customer service. Why go anywhere else? Located just over the Mercier Bridge, only minutes from downtown Montreal. By the way, Joel Edmondson is out tonight. He does not go for the Canadians in San Jose. He does not. Hey, did you see, for all of you watching, did you see yesterday the footage of members of the media? We're talking about it with Eric Engels. Eric goes up to Eric Carlson, asks him about, you know, his name being out there and possibly being traded. And then the San Jose media asks him again. And then Martin McGuire, who was just talking to Marc-Edouard Vlasic, leaves Vlasic, comes over, didn't witness Eric or the San Jose media asking Carlson about possibly being traded, asks him himself. And Carlson just, you know, he acted like a real jerk, man. He just acted like a jerk. Anyway, we all have bad days at the office, but, you know, I know a lot of people think that hockey players don't have to answer to the media, but it's part of their obligations and it's part of their responsibilities. It is. That's just the way it is, you know? So, Eric Carlson's made $99 million. He's got 4 years left on his contract. He's going to make another $46 million. He makes $11.5 million a year. 11.5. Stop being a jerk, man. If I made $99 million in my career and I was set to make another 46, that's $145 million. $145 million. It's close to winning, you know, the 649, $50 million three times. You know? The last thing I would be a jerk. You know, come on, man. Be a nice guy. Bobby Design, Edmondson is finished, he says. Dude has chronic back injuries. Doubt Hughes will be offered anything more than a late pick for him. Drew and Hoffman, forget about it. No one wants them. That French guy, that's his handle, says Toronto's going for it. Corey Crawford says, yes, Tony, which I doubt is Corey Crawford, formerly of the Chicago Blackhawks and Stanley Cup champion. Biggest Habs fan in the smoke says $99 million. Yeah, I think he can answer a couple of questions. Anthony says Carlson reminded himself about the Canadian media. 66 Spinning says, Tony, t'as fait 110%. Ça vaut des millions. Ça vaut pas des millions. But you know what? That was an amazing gig. I don't know if I got there for 110%, but I definitely got there for L'Attaque à 5. which was the show after Sans Pourcent. Sans Pourcent went off air. They pretty much rebranded it L'Attaque à 5. That was a great show because we're on for an hour. There was a panel of usually it was five people, including the moderator, which was Jean Paget. And we were paid well for the show. We were paid very well. It was very opinionated, a lot of debates. But there were nights where I think they were showing it like a second time and we were getting paid like a premium, a little bit more. Those were pretty good times considering this was in 2010. In 2010, all right, 13 years ago, that 1 hour show, how much did I get paid for it? Let's put it in the chat. Let's see if anyone knows how much I got paid for a 1 hour show of L'Attaque à 5 back in 2010. If somebody gets, hold on a second. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to write on a piece of paper. If somebody gets the exact amount right, Agnello, we're going to have to send them something. We're going to send you a gift, okay? So I'm going to write down the amount that I got paid for each show. Once again, L'Attaque à 5, back in 2010. If someone gets the right amount, we're going to send you something, okay? Hold on. Oh, now it's going too fast. I might have to ask Agnello to bring them up. Okay, hold on a second. Bobby Design, 50. No. Steph, 800. No. Me, 25,000. Obviously not. Mello Fratello says $34. No. Mark says $500. No. Steph says $800. No. Ryan Baker says $20. No. Dario, $75. No. Sonny Hendricks, $23. No. Folks, this was back in 2010, okay? 625, no. John Wayne, 1250, definitely not. Come on. MJV, $20, 950, 650, 1250, 250, 1500, 3040, 290. I don't see the amount yet, but there is somebody who's pretty close. Okay. Wow. Agnello, we should do this more often. Look at all the people sending in the amount. Okay. Okay. I think, oh my God, I shouldn't have said this. I think we could stop it now because nobody got it right. The big question I'm wondering, though, is should we get something to the person who was the closest? Okay, stop. You can stop now. You can stop because no one got it right. No one got it right. And it doesn't look like anyone's going to get it right. It's not an easy amount to guess. All right, so can we stop it? Stop it. We're not going to stop. Everyone's going for it. Look at this. I can go another 2-3 minutes. Look at this. Christopher Francois, 450. Winder, 100. George, 1500. Folks, we weren't paid $1,500 for an hour of television. Come on, to top it all off, it was back in 2010. Okay, we're stopping here. Nobody got it right. Nobody got it right. Nobody. All right. See that? There you have it. Okay. 610. All right. 610. No one had it. No one had it. Yeah. Now everyone's writing 610. No. But Kelly did say 600 and John Muscatel said 600. And I think it was 66 Spinning who had said 600. So those were good times to do an hour of television back in 2010. And they were paying you $610 when they used to call me in the morning. Hey, Tony, you want to work with L'Attaque à 5? Wait. I didn't even make the finish their sentence. Wait. Say sir. There were some weeks where I was on twice a week. Those were the good old days. And then you leave there and you go do radio and you got to work about 2 weeks to make $610. But anyway, I did have fun though. I digress. All right. It looks like it's 10:34. The puck is about to drop any minute now. So thanks so much, everyone, for contributing. Unfortunately, nobody had got it right when we cut it off. But thanks so much, everyone, for participating in large numbers. That was fun. Going forward, this is something that I want to do, by the way. I want to ask a question, and for the first one who gets it right, we're going to send you a prize. Unfortunately, tonight, we didn't have a winner, but I'm sure we will have many going forward over the next little while. Once again, the Sick Podcast was brought to you in part by Energy Transportation Group, by La Bita TB as well, and by La Cage. It's the Canadians and the San Jose Sharks as the Canadians open up their West Coast trip in California. It's in San Jose tonight. And then they're going to be in there for the last game in February, of course, because tomorrow's Wednesday, March 1st. And then Friday, they're going to visit Marc Bergevin's LA Kings, 10:30 p.m. start. Pardon me, that's Thursday. Friday, they're going to be in Anaheim visiting the Ducks, and that's a 10 o'clock start Eastern. And then on Sunday, they are going to be in Vegas versus the Golden Knights. That's a 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time start. Rare Saturday night off. So if on Saturdays you and the missus or your girlfriend, you want usually like to do things, but you can't because you want to stay home and watch the game. Well, Saturday the Canadians don't play, so you guys can go out and you can do something. I'm going to watch Creed 3. I don't know if I'm going on Friday or I'm going on Saturday, but either Friday or Saturday, I'm going to watch Creed 3. I would imagine maybe on Saturday, because Friday is going to be a little bit busy with NHL trade deadline. I can always go at night. But I do know this. We will be back tomorrow night, same time, same place, at 10 p.m. It's the Sick Podcast. I'm Marinaro. Enjoy the Habs versus the Sharks. Connor Bedard. Habs, please lose. Talk to you tomorrow. Ciao.
And that's a wrap. Hope you don't miss us too much until next time. Follow the Sick Podcast with Tony Marinaro on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts. The Sick Podcast is brought to you by Energy Transportation Group. Driven to be different. La Vida TB. Embrace your true nature. And La Cage. If the last time you went to La Cage was when the Habs won the Cup, it's time you went back to La Cage. The menu will surprise you.